Quick-witted and loved by Melbourne? That's Fifi, Fev and Byron. The only thing quicker and more loved? Ultra-fast NBN on supercharged speed with iPrimus. Plus 1 month free for a limited time. Visit iPrimus.com.au.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Box.
We have Raymar, a.k.a. Alf Stewart, in the studio. Now, Ray, just before we go in to talk to you, what can we get a quick review on that song?
The one with the bloke with the lollies, the M&M guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's amazing how these people who can't sing are given an opportunity these days to talk their way through some stuff. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Right, it's M&M.
I mean, I could have been a pop star based on that.
Oh, Ray, it's so good to have you on the show. What a treat.
Thank you.
What a treat having you here. Now, we must talk. We've got so many things to talk about because we're all huge Home and Away fans. Fev is fangirling all over you.
Yes, I am.
And but we want to talk about Ray's Flaming Hot Sauce.
Good on you.
Yeah, great, because we've got it here in the studio. And you were telling us something really interesting before, Ray, about this.
About how it all started.
Yeah, but how it started, what got you into it? You love hot sauce, obviously.
Yeah, look, I grew up with hot sauce as a kid in the Queensland bush. I used to pour Worcestershire sauce all over my mutton sandwiches to keep them moist when you're out mustering all day, you know, as a 10-year-old kid. And from that, my passion for hot sauce grew and grew. I graduated to Chili's and all sorts of other things after you'd had too many drinks and going home on a Friday night and you'd pull up at the hamburger joint and get him to put the chili sauce on and all of that. So all the way through, I've loved it. And then I was talking to GoDaddy the other day about the fact that, or they mentioned to me, I didn't know, that 60% of Australian small businesses are not online. And, you know, I thought that was an amazing statistic. And then I said, well, how do they get online? They said, it's easy. You know, with GoDaddy, you just go straight to the godaddy.com.au and follow the bouncing ball. It tells you virtually how to get online. You build your own website. It's a free website builder. You build that, and even an idiot like me took this hot sauce, Ray's hot sauce, went online, the website was built in less than an hour. And if an old fool like me can do it in less than an hour, a normal person could probably do it in 20 minutes. You know?
And every cent goes to charity.
Every cent from the sales of the hot sauce goes to charity, yeah.
Good on you, mate. That's raysflaminhotsauce.com.au, by the way.
Home and Away pays better than Neighbours Boxing.
We've both been on Neighbours recently, Ray, we're still working.
Oh,
right.
good on you.
But Ray, my goal, like I did Neighbours just to show them what I got, but my goal is to be a river boy, and I really want to be on Home and Away. But anyway, we'll keep that in the pipeline. I'll probably do breakfast in Sydney radio, and I want to go to Neighbours.
Oh,
I'm
Home
and Away, man. I'm
You'd
home
be an ideal river boy, mate.
Oh, yes. Don't worry about that. Me and Brax and that down on the beach.
Yeah. I've heard about you, sex, drugs and rock and roll. No problem at all.
Well, he's a very brave boy, Ray. We work with Fev every morning, and we thought this was a great opportunity with Ray's Flamin' Hot Sauce.
Yep.
Last year, almost about this time, we got Fev to try another, I think it was a chili at the time.
Yeah, it was a cocktail of chilies.
It was a cocktail of chilies, and the paramedics were called. It was a serious incident here at the radio station. We've even got a grab of it. We'll relive it for you, Ray. Here it is.
Good on you.
Get the milk.
We have a problem.
Are you okay?
He's actually going to vomit.
Don't vomit. I can't have you vomit.
Okay.
No,
this is not ideal.
This is bad. So
where's the
get
milk?
Him here now. Please help him. He's going to be sick. He's going to be sick. And then, I kid you
blood
not, he was
pouring
on a
out
couch with three paramedics helping him. And we enjoyed it so much, Ray. We thought what we could do.
I'm not having it again.
No, yeah, you are. We've got Ray's Flamin' Hot Sauce in front of Fev.
Fantastic.
And let's try how hot is Ray's Flamin' Hot Sauce, Fev. Come on. You've done
Fifi,
it before.
The other thing here is our aim is not to put people in hospital.
Yeah, I don't know. This is great promotion.
So it may not be quite as hot as the chili mix, but really our aim is to get small businesses online. So we want to keep Fev alive, healthy, and well, so he can tell us all how GoDaddy website builders
That's
work.
That's a very good point.
I just realised this might not be the best advice.
If this works from our show's point of view, it hasn't worked from Ray's point of view. Just know that.
Just have a quick swig.
Mate, have a go.
I just love how it says Flamin' Hot Sauce. That's brilliant.
It's great.
Righto, here we go.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Obviously, when you have the hot sauce from raysflaminhotsauce.com.au, you just have a nice little dab and it'll be delicious, but Fev's having way more than you should.
He's having,
it straight.
Well, if you have it, mate, if we're going on a Friday night to the burger place with Alf, I ain't putting a dabble on. We're going bang, bang.
Right, here he goes. And the dessert spoon goes in.
He's okay.
Slow burn, slow burn, wait.
It's a slow burn.
There we go. Oh, okay, we're having a few issues.
Off.
But of course, the hot sauce itself is a great product, and GoDaddy can help you get your website up there, but Fev is struggling.
It's flaming hot.
Thanks so much for joining us, Raymar. We appreciate
Thank
it, mate.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time and interest.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Fev, news has just come into my hot little hand. You know how we've got the radio awards?
Yes.
Well, there's some other award. I don't know what this is. It's the Industry Observer Awards for 2018, and it just celebrates, I don't know, people in the radio industry. There's a shortlist of the radio hosts of the year. Mm. So I just want to run through the shortlist of radio host of the year.
Fev will assume he's on the list.
Our very own Ash London, who hosts Ash London Live. Woo. What a great opportunity for Ash.
Great
deserve
talent.
That.
Great.
Well, Ash should win that. Kyle and Jackie O. Yep. Fair enough. They've been doing a great job for a long time.
Great. In Sydney, they're doing...
We love Kyle and Jack.
Great work.
They do a breakfast show, yep, in Sydney.
Very good. Pioneers.
I don't know them. I don't know who they
are. Breeze over
There's
them.
There's a few other people I don't know. And just next to Kyle and Jackie O, a breakfast show in Sydney, Byron Cook.
Byron Cook.
Well, just on my own. Just without you two.
Just on your own. So there's a photo of Kyle and Jackie O, who are a breakfast show, a duo.
Yeah, great.
They've been nominated, and that's just you, just your head, Byron Cook.
Just Byron Cook.
Byron Cook, SCA.
That's a slap in the face for you two.
Yeah, it is, actually.
I mean, that's you should both be flat as. I'm stoked.
Not really.
This
Who's
is great.
Ben and Liam?
Well, I'm not sure. No, they're Triple J Breakfast. They're
what
pretty big.
What it looks
big.
Like to me is... We fought hard to get your face on the billboard, and finally you're on the billboard and your name's on the show. And that
Sorry,
was
guys.
A lot of the legwork was done by us behind the scenes.
Huh. Who's Mike
it looks
and
like
M?
You've cut us out, and now you're just going ahead and trying to win an award on your own.
Oh, look,
you
guys,
forgot the people, the shoulders you stepped on to get to the top.
When I win, because I'm pretty confident, when I win...
No chance.
You guys will be in my thank you speech.
Is this
speech.
For Hit Out?
I'll certainly be thanking you
Who's
guys.
Who's Mike and M?
I've
Mike
been overlooked
E and
for
M.
boxed in, if
Who's
that's
that?
The case.
I did have a Sunday night show called Hit IU, but that was actually canned at the end of last
so
year.
So on what? Why the
I mean, that's, that was axed.
Why have you been nominated
in
for
fact,
this?
In fact, Ash London's show replaced mine. It was taken off completely on the Sunday night.
Well, don't take this personally, but I hope Ash wins.
Oh, thanks.
What is it? The Industry Observer Awards. Well done, Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I said the other day when Paul Burrell went into the jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I said I want to like him because he's so likeable.
He's
like a teddy bear. Yes. And I feel like if I was in there, he's someone I'd gravitate to. He's got a warm energy. And I really wanted to like him. And he started telling a few of Diana's secrets. And I was like, stop doing that. Because the whole idea of being a confidant is to confidentially keep things private. And last night, though, Fev, I know you missed it.
I didn't watch
please
it, yes.
Let me take you on a journey of
betrayal. It's on at 12 o'clock. The repeats are on like 1 o'clock
oh,
today.
Oh, no. You'll
are you
you'll
spoil
enjoy,
it? Okay.
Yeah, I will spoil
I'll
it, but you'll enjoy this. Because okay. So essentially, he has, my read on this is he doesn't like Charles.
Okay.
This is an outrageous Jealous. Statement he made last night talking about Diana's death.
Her words were, these next few months are the most difficult months of my life. I fear my husband is going to kill me in an automobile accident in order that he can remarry.
He suggested that Diana had a prophecy that her husband was going to kill her in an automobile accident so he could remarry Camilla.
Wow.
What are you doing? Even if Diana had said that, don't say that to spark it all up again. There are two boys here who lost their mother. And you know what? This was 20 years ago and he's dredging it all up.
Paul.
It's unnecessary to the family. And the family don't want him revealing all this stuff.
Well, he says that he's a confidant and he was supposed to look after her. Mm. And the boys don't talk to him.
Yeah, exactly.
So not doing a good job there. Mm. But I feel like when he's in the jungle that, I like him. I think he's great. He did the challenge.
He's likable.
He's a likable guy. But dude, it's like he's reading a script and he's going for the movie.
But it is like he is.
He's going for an
just
Oscar.
Just selling secrets. Yes. And when I say that, listen to this. This is the other little bombshell he dropped last night about Harry's
better
birth.
Better than that.
I reckon it is better than that. This is about Harry's birth. But listen to what he says at the start. It's a secret.
Here we go.
Let me tell you a secret. she told me on the night Harry was born, Charles came to visit. He wasn't there at the birth. She said, "Are you pleased, Charles?" He said, "I'm delighted. I now have an heir and a spare." It's an odd thing to say. She said, "Why are you dressed up in black tie?" He said, "Well, my work is done, isn't it now? I'm off to the theatre with Camilla."
Okay, I don't even believe
stop
that.
Stop talking.
Even, full if, of shit. Even if that happened, that's no, it's fine. You're allowed to say that because we're angry.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, no, we're angry at Diana's confidence.
I actually think he is.
But even, like, here's a couple of things.
Hey, Boxy, here's a secret. On the weekend. No, you don't
say
that.
Yeah, if that's a secret, you know you're not just telling Jackie next to you. No, you know that's been broadcast to the world. But also, I don't actually believe, I think he's got a bone, like a grudge against Prince Charles, who obviously they've had a falling out, clearly, and Diana was very close to Paul, and maybe
so he says.
Well, exactly. Who knows?
Who knows?
But even if that happened, and by the time Harry's birth, they were already a bit estranged, that's not anyone's business to go repeating on behalf of the woman who confided in you. But I don't even believe it. I don't believe that Prince Charles would have looked at Diana and said, "Well, my work here is done. I'm off to the theatre with Camilla."
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Nonsense.
Hey, it's great viewing, though.
Well, it is. I agree.
I'm glad Kerry's gone and he's still there.
Yeah. Well, now you know we've got the old fields going in tonight.
Oh, now that's going to be good.
In fact, we're going to speak to Lisa soon, just before she goes into the jungle.
Imagine her spray will be as good as yours when we unleash her on Paul Burrell.
I'm going to ask Lisa what she thinks of Paul Burrell.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Remember last Thursday when Malcolm Turnbull put out the bonk ban? He decided ministers within his party were not allowed to sleep with or have intimate relations with anyone that worked there.
Yes, so, no more pokies.
And that was not just married people, that was single people. Now, it was, and I'm glad, because we all laughed at that and thought, that is outrageous to stop single people.
It is outrageous.
And a lot of people agreed with us. I noticed across the day, there were lots of other news outlets saying, the percentage of people who meet their partner in the workplace, to suddenly say you can't be attracted to somebody in the office that you work at is crazy, Malcolm. But it all made sense last night. The penny dropped. Mm. Because at the time I thought, gee, he's been very half-hearted on a lot of issues. We've been waiting to see the strong arm of Malcolm Turnbull come out and defend something.
Does
or
have
a strong opinion. Well, the bonk ban, he was about as fired up as I've ever seen him.
He did. He was really big on it.
He was so passionate about the bonk ban. And then last night, watching he and his wife Lucy on 60 Minutes, it all made sense.
Oh.
Because
did he talk about bonking?
Well, no, he talked about Barnaby and the situation Barnaby had got himself in.
Well, they just had a meeting, didn't they, over the weekend?
Well, they did. Yeah, they did actually have that meeting.
Mm.
But he was talking about how Bonking? To deal with the Barnaby situation. And the one person he turned to get advice from was his wife.
Lucy and I talked about this, yes. This is, you know, one of those classic issues where it's good to take counsel from your wife, your life partner.
Hang on.
Okay, so this is how it went. I'm going to pick it. I'm going to paint the picture.
Can I just give Malcolm a tip?
Yep.
Always listen to your wife, mate.
Well, he has, Fev. See, I believe this is
going
to paint the picture. He gets home. Oh, darling, did you see what Barnaby's gotten up to? Lucy, that is outrageous. How dare a married man in Parliament sleep with another woman? I agree. I agree with everything you're saying, sweetheart. And you must get out there tomorrow and you must ban bonking
so
in the workplace.
Suddenly it was. Banned. Done.
Yes, darling, I will do whatever you say. Yeah, okay. Of course, that's any wife is going to say to their husband,
100%.
Banning bonking.
Where you work.
Yeah. You've got the most powerful man in our country who would work in an office with lots of, I'm guessing, younger press advisors.
Oh, talk about him.
I'm talking about Malcolm. Of course, Lucy's going to say, hey, when you go to work tomorrow, you're going to ban bonking. And you're not just going to do that. You're going to do it passionately. And you're going to mean it.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Okay, for the last few days, we've heard all about this Carnival cruise, the cruise that went through the South Pacific, a 10-day journey that ended up docking in Eden on the New South Wales south coast, and people were removed. 14 passengers, including women and children, were taken off the ship Because of some behaviour that was happening. Now, we're hearing all sorts of conflicting reports about brawls, and we know that a man who was proposing to his girlfriend, he ended up not doing that because of, the bloodshed that was happening on the boat.
Which you're not expecting on a cruise.
Now, we want to get to the bottom of this. We want to firsthand from somebody who was on the ship who saw it. Now, we've got Jacob on the line. Hi, Jacob.
G'day.
So you're friends with this family who are being called out for having behaved inappropriately, is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Wait, so you were on the cruise. Okay, Jacob, firsthand, what did you see?
The whole family, like, they all, like, sort of genuine people. Like, I mean, probably about 4 hours before everything happened, I was up there playing cards with them and everything. Like, they were fine.
So what, like blackjack?
Not blackjack, just like...
The actual game of cards is probably
I'm saying, is there a casino on the boat?
Jacob, Jacob...
That's amazing.
Jacob, talk us through it. So obviously some fights did happen. Do you know what started one of the fights, or when did it all go pear-shaped?
Well, there's a video out about the pool deck one.
Yes, I watched that.
And how did that start, do you know?
Well, one of the boys, they accidentally stepped on someone's thong. And look, he said, oh, yeah, it's my bad. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's a mistake. But then, yeah, after that, then the security come in and sort of took a bit.
So it all started with a step on a thong.
That was the first one. And then the second one, I don't know, I'm sure you guys have seen the video outside one of the nightclubs.
Yes. Yeah, and what talk us through how that fight started.
So pretty much what I've been told and what I've heard, one of the security guards hit one of the mums of one of the kids.
Of the family in question, of the
yeah,
family?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And then, as pretty much all kids would do, trying to protect your mum, they sort of stepped in a bit. And yeah, sort of just escalated from there.
Well, specifics, we'll work through the specifics, obviously, going forward.
Jacob, you were on that ship. Yeah. You were on there, so that's what you saw and you believe happened. There's lots of differing...
But I play against Bacchus Marsh. Don't trust anything people from Bacchus Marsh.
Okay, well, Jacob... Thank you for sharing your perspective of what happened on that cruise, because everybody's talking about it. So we'll find out more, I guess, over the coming days. But thank you for calling into the show.
No problem.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Had a great weekend hanging out with my beautiful daughter,
well,
Trixie.
Thanks.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. What did you get up to?
I'm just hanging out with the family.
How good are families? I actually went away for a couple of nights with my dad and my stepmum and Trixie.
Alan.
Yeah, Alan, big Al. We had such a great time together. I love family. I love hanging out with them.
I saw a beautiful photo of your dad and Trixie.
Yeah, on the beach.
By the beach.
Beautiful.
Wasn't it?
Oh, really
they're
nice.
Very close. It's a beautiful relationship, that one. I sometimes think that Trixie's replaced me in my dad's eyes. I was always daddy's girl. And now I'm sort of taking the photos.
Ooh.
And
Scotty
sort of...
James has taken Tim's
yeah.
turn. Dad's taken Trixie.
Anyway, now we were packing up because we were going home yesterday, returning, you know, the work week's about to start. And I was doing a last minute pack up of the house as we were about to pack it up. And I said to Dad, you take Trixie to the car so I can do it.
So which holiday house were you? You got a couple.
I haven't got any. So anyway, we were doing that quick pack up and I had Trixie out of the way. And I remember picking up one of her toys and she's got this little toy called a Glimmy. I reckon Lulu might be too.
Yeah,
does she know Glimmies?
They're into them.
They're like these tiny little fairy things that light up. And I eventually found it under the bed. I mean, the stupid things don't light up when you need them to, because I'm like, where is this thing? Anyway, I eventually found it. I remember throwing it in a plastic bag, because you know when you're packing up after a holiday and you just grab
just
shopping bags?
Yep.
And so I was throwing things in shopping bags. Anyway, then we would drop Dad home. And when we were dropping Dad home, I thought, oh, gosh, we might as well get something from the bakery so you know I don't have to cook.
Mum wants a vanilla slice.
Mum wanted a vanilla slice and she was too lazy to cook. So we parked in Glenfrey Road in Hawthorne.
In the Mercedes?
And no, yes, we did.
Oh,
from Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
Oh,
and
my
it's,
God.
Wow, it's amazing. Then I got out and before I went to the bakery, I said to Trix, I'm just going to go to the bin and throw rubbish out. And I threw this plastic bag in the bin.
No.
You
no,
know
no,
where
no,
we're
no,
heading.
No.
Anyway, we get home. We're unpacking. Typically, like it's 7:30 last night. Trix is going to bed. Mummy, where's my glimmy? I'm like, okay, honey. I've unpacked every suitcase.
I've torn
the car apart. Where's that glimmy? And then I had this flashback and I went, no, not the shopping bag I put in the bin on the street.
Did you go back to the bakery?
No, not the bakery, Fev.
The bin.
In my pajamas, I threw a cardi over the top, had my nighty on, had a cardi on, popped a hat and glasses on just on the off chance somebody didn't know who I was. I parked.
Imagine that photo.
Look at the little homeless lady going through the bin.
Reefing through a bin.
And it's 8 p.m, which because of daylight saving, it's still quite light. I've gone to that bin. I've taken the lid off. I tried to discreetly while no one was walking along.
I hope there was a pup.
I've gone
this.
Bin diving on Glenferrie Road in one of the bins outside a fish and chip joint of all places. The smells that were coming through, I'm pretty sure I put my hand on vomit. Like, it was so disgusting. Anyway, I found my bag. I've gone, I found the bag down the bottom. I opened it.
Not in there.
No, gleaming. Not even in there. I went bin diving for no reason whatsoever.
Where was it?
I don't know. I can't find the stupid thing.
Is it the only glimmy in the world? Can we just get a glimmy?
You can't get them at that time of night.
No, see, it was one of the. You know what it's like when your child wants that particular thing and they won't go to sleep.
One.
It's got to be that one.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
So, no glimmy. And you're right. I think now I'll go and do the replacement thing. Because that you can do that. I can go, I found your glimmy, sweet. It had fallen under your car seat in the car when really it's just a brand new one. But, or I'm just hoping she never mentions it again. Then we can just forget that the glimmy existed.
But I don't think she's going to mention it again.
131060, I would love to hear from other parents the lengths you've gone to get a toy back. Because I can remember when I was a kid and we used to stay up in Castlemaine and we drove back home and I remember saying to Dad, oh, my teddy's under the bed. And Dad had to get a family friend that lived nearby in Marysborough to drive over, get the teddy, send it back.
Marysborough?
Yeah.
That's where I lost my tooth.
No way!
Yeah, sure my actual tooth, my real
Your
one.
Your real tooth?
Yeah.
Whoa.
There you go.
We've got a lot in common there.
Hey, I replaced up in Yarrawonga, we had guinea pigs. The guy I lived with, Dane, had two guinea pigs and the kids named them. And overnight, one passed away, passed away.
They do guinea pigs.
So Dane rang his dad and got another one. And put it in there to pretend that it was the other one. And Lulu goes, how come my guinea pig has a little bit of white fur on its nose? And I said, it must have grown overnight. She knew straight away that that wasn't the guinea pig.
All right. So we will include guinea pigs in this conversation.
Yeah,
toys or pets.
You've gone to. Because
like goldfish.
Particularly after a holiday, when a child has left something on a holiday and you've got the lengths you've got to go to get it back, it's not
My mum replaced a goldfish once, I reckon. Because it wasn't the same colour.
I bet. Are you going to call Kaz and call her on it?
Yeah. She'd be listening. We won't understand it when she rings, but...
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Bin diving last night. there's a bin on Glenferrie Road
in Hawthorne.
I
never thought I'd hear Fifi Box say, I went bin diving.
Either did I, and it was still daylight. It was 8 p.m. I had my nightie on. I'd thrown a cardi on over the top. I had my thongs. I had a cap and glasses.
So this is your casual kit.
Yep, just
in the morning.
But then
you come to work in.
Exactly. I thought to myself, I've got to find this glimmy, a tiny little toy that Trixie loves. And I knew I'd thrown a plastic bag of rubbish in a bin. And I went back and I went right to the bottom of that bin. I actually full arm went down to my elbow. At one stage, I could see I had chocolate milkshake in my armpit from somebody.
Old milkshake
probably
too.
The smells I smelt, that bins are disgusting.
Sure.
I don't think that's a new breaking news.
Old mate Phil drove past and looked at Fifi and go, oh, geez, radio pays crap. Fishing for a dinner.
Anyway, I found the bag and no glimmy in it. So that was really disappointing. I went bin diving for nothing, but we are asking you.
Something's on the nose
a
bit
still
today.
Stink. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I thought it was him.
No,
because he normally does stink.
Exactly.
A bit.
No, you wear a bottle of cologne. I just put on the right amount. There's a difference.
So the lengths you've gone to find a toy for your child, Chris in Frankston. Hi, Chris.
Hi. How are you going?
Yeah, good. I'm on the stinky side this morning, Chris. But have you had to go to great lengths to get something back?
Well, I refused.
Oh.
Because my daughter dropped a very special beanie bear that had a dog outfit on it. And we went to the toilets and she had it under her arm.
Are they called Beanie Boos? Beanie Boos?
No, it's a beanie bear, the old one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, she's got a whole Beanie Boo collection too, don't worry. And she dropped it into a toilet that someone hadn't flushed.
Oh,
wow.
And that was it.
That was it.
Not getting it out.
Chris.
No, I reckon that bear had a shit time.
Oh, there we go, Brendan.
Oh, there's a joke.
Yeah, little.
Chris, I don't, but that would actually be really hard for a parent, Chris, because if it was a toy that Trixie loved and had an emotional connection to.
Yeah.
I would struggle, really, but there's no way you're getting that out of that toilet.
So that's your
limit.
So you'll go a bin dive, but not a toilet.
Yeah, not a toilet that hadn't been flushed.
All right, thank
Absolutely
you. Thanks,
not.
Chris.
Ones or two. I'd go for ones. I'd go back
no,
and
you
get
wouldn't.
It. Oh, you just wash
Someone
it.
Someone else's urine.
No
way. No,
but
way.
It was in your own toilet.
Oh, no, but this was public.
Oh, was that public? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't really this.
Oh, no, it was in mine. It's fine.
I was still going on about me gag.
No,
I was trying
great
to get
gag.
Lay under a remote. Good gear. Do something.
Melissa in Mulgrave. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Fifi. Yeah, my daughter, so this is our first child and got a beautiful stuffed elephant from America.
Mm-hmm.
And slept with it every single night and was the absolute prized possession of her life. And then we've got a boat, so she decided to take it on the boat because she wanted to have a sleep. Went on the boat, then we came up to launch to bring the boat in from the fishing day, and then we said, "Where's Lally, Talia?" And she said, "Oh, it's gone swimming with the fishies, Mummy." I said, "What?" She goes, "Yep, it's gone swimming with the fishies, Mummy." I said, "Are you kidding, Talia?" So my husband went out for half a day, circling the bay, looking for Lally. And then me and him, after we put her to bed, we sat on the beach and waited for the tide to come in. Hopefully it would come in. We still didn't find it. So we had to make up this massive story for her that had gone for a big swim and it probably having an absolute ball down the bottom of the ocean with the fish. And then we had to... We had to buy two replacements just in case we lost it again.
Melissa, firstly, you two are the best parents in the world.
So nice.
Like, the length you went to is incredible. I love you both. But second to that, I'm just curious, had your daughter ever watched The Godfather? Because to come out with a line, "My toy swimming with the fishes."
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
My tip is there are going to be fireworks in the jungle from tonight because Lisa and David Oldfield are heading into the jungle. Now, they're married. They've been on The Real Housewives of Sydney.
Oh.
We've seen all the drama there, not only in their relationship, but Lisa is not afraid to say what she thinks. And I think that the jungle needs that at the moment.
Desperately.
I did say not long ago on the show that as much as I like the teddy bear that is Paul Burrell, and I actually think I'd really like to be around him. He's a nice, warm energy.
Mm.
He's done with me. The minute he started revealing last night very personal things that Diana had either gone through or said, I thought, nah, that's not a confidant. That's betrayal.
Yeah,
that's disloyal. You can't do that, Paul. So very keen to have Lisa in the jungle, and she's joining us all the way from South Africa right now before she enters. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Phoebe. Hi, Fev. How are you guys?
Oh, Lisa, we're great.
Good.
And I am so excited you're going into the jungle because particularly after last night's episode, someone needs to sort Paul Burrell out. He needs to zip it.
Oh, God, thank God you said that. I'm chomping at the bit to just give him a bitch slap.
Yes. He was outrageous last night talking about Charles and Diana and their intimate moments on the night Prince Harry was born. How dare he?
But it's the same stuff he's been carrying on about for 20 years. And, I mean, he's just milking poor Diana. It's just, it's appalling. So, I mean, how must Paul, Wills and Harry feel every time they pick up the Daily Mail and there's Paul's freaking private stories about their mother 20 years on? Like, and it's boring.
Hey, Lise, as a reigning king, super excited you're going in because I want you to beat those boys. Yes, I want you to beat those boys because I need a girl to win so I can still have my crown. But
I'll be the queen to your king, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. And I was with my little mate Anthony Collier yesterday and I was speaking about you and your husband going in. He's like, "Oh, my God, thank God, we need some fireworks in there." What rumblings are you going to cause in that little jungle? Because it is little and it is confined and it is boring. So we need some fire. No, we do.
Well, yeah, so Paul Burrell's obviously number one on my shit list. But, look, I think Jackie's getting a bit too big for a boot.
Yes.
I am disappointed that Kerry Armstrong's left because I get the feeling you two would have gone head to head.
I was gagging to have a go when she was saying, like, "I really don't like the word eviction." I was going to say, "Oh, how do you like execute?"
Because I obviously knew that you were going in, and when she got voted out last night, oh, my God. I was like, oh, no, just one more day,
Oh, we were travelling to the site, and then, we heard that, and, like, David and I were crestfallen, going, oh. But that Vicky Patterson's a bit of a loudmouth, so... Yeah, she was annoying. Like, and I mean, we've got so many celebs in Australia. Why are we outsourcing it to the UK for the Geordie Shore Pelican?
Same conversation yesterday.
Now, Lise, we're going to expect you to tell these people like it is you are a straight shooter. But I guess the other question is, how are you and David? You know, you're going in as a married couple, the first married couple.
Any jiggy jig?
Are you? No, whoa, well, I wasn't going to ask that. Geez. I was going to say, how do you
think? Well, not with each other, Fern.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Do you think that's Josh Gibson?
Oh, dear. He's just got a good body.
Are we going? Do you think there'll be fireworks between you and David, Lisa, or will you be able to, you know, keep those for when you get home, or will you fire up in there?
I mean, fireworks as in violence, yes. No. But I lost my passport in Dubai on the way here. Anyway, and oh my God, he absolutely blew up at the airport. like, we're absolutely ballistic. I found it again. But the prick didn't talk to me from all the way from Dubai to South Africa. It was the best 8 hours of my life. He actually asked the stewardess if he could move. And I said, the only reason that they asked you to come was because they could save costs and having to not pay for a second hotel room. They could track you with me because I've got the same last name.
Lise, we're very excited about you and David going in because this is what reality TV shows are all about.
We
people going in, giving it some excitement. We want to see fireworks. We think you'll be you're the woman for the job, Lisa.
We
so want to
see
luck.
Some action.
Thank you. Remember, vote one Lisa, not Dave.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, get rid of him.
I want Dave to go so Lisa and Josh can hook up.
Okay, there we go. So, well, I guess Lisa said it too.
Me too.
So they all want it. Thanks very much, Lisa Oldfield there. And, of course, we cannot wait for her to go in. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here continues tonight, 7:30, only on 10.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Fev, can we talk about Jordan Dugowie? We all know, we all found out that he got caught drink driving on Saturday night. And then I was reminded that he's the same guy that was suspended for 3 matches and fined $5,000. Remember when he lied to the club about how he broke his hands 11 months ago? I remember finding that hilarious.
So what did he say happened and what actually happened again? He said
a dog bit his hand, but he actually punched someone in the face and broke his hand.
Gotcha.
Whoops.
But I remember we even at the time had a laugh going, he's tried the bat. That's any time you're going to put a dog in your excuse, it's never going to play out well. But what, like Fev, what do you think about this? Because I said to you, and I meant it, why did he tell anyone? I would have just hoped that would never get out and I just catch the bus to training and think that everyone would just
get an Uber. Hey, guys, I've got to deal with Uber. I'm flying. No, I think the common rule at a footy club, if something goes wrong outside the club, as in you get arrested or you get locked up or you drink driving or you get in a fight, you let someone know immediately so they can put all actions forward. So when it does hit the fan, they've got...
Get things. The PR plan ready.
Yes. So there was one time when Brian Lake and his wife got locked up down in Sorrento for polo?
Yeah.
And they were drinking with me and Schnooksy that day. Anyway, they got locked up and we stayed at the same hotel. So I went to their room the next morning. And Lakey's like, oh, because he just got drafted to or traded to Hawthorn, and it was his first preseason. So he's come over as this Bulldog's lazy, you know, need a train. He's like, I'm not going to say anything because I literally no one's going to know. I said, mate, ring Clarko now and let him know that something's happened. He didn't do anything wrong. He just got locked up. He had a few beers, but he didn't do anything wrong. Oh, no, I'll be right. A couple of hours later, I'm cruising back down the peninsula. Brian Lake and his wife have been locked up. I'm like, mate, you should have told him. And then he won 3 flags and a Norm Smith. So
he did all right.
Yeah, it all worked out really well. But Jordan, I think he had to let them know, which he did.
Yeah. So what's the forecast here? You're someone who's got into a bit of trouble in your time playing footy.
Did I?
Because I'm guessing.
It's all worked out okay.
It's worked out very well. But I'm going to suggest as a young player that Eddie and the board won't tolerate this. What will happen to Jordan?
They need to put him in the jungle. it's so hard because Collingwood's a team that is young and they're going to be good. And I spoke to Byron a bit earlier about Stevie Johnson, who was at Geelong. He got in trouble years and years ago. I think he got like an 8-match suspension, front of the leadership group, whipped him into shape. He's got off the drink. I think he won a Norm Smith.
Turned it around.
He turned it around. Now he's one of the coaches at Sydney. But I don't know but they were good. Geelong were a really good side, had really good stability. The leadership group was great. So they didn't really need him. But Collingwood need this guy,
tough.
Because they're young. But then if you don't discipline him, what sort of message does that send? Like, I would have loved at my club, because we didn't have really many leaders at our club, and I just got to do whatever I wanted, which wasn't good. No. But if I had someone like a Geelong leadership group or a Sydney leadership group that suspended me, I probably wouldn't have done the things I did, and I'd probably still be playing footy. But I didn't have that authority.
So a good long suspension might be good for Jordan.
And it'd be good for him, but is it good for the club? Is it good for the club? That's what they'll be weighing up. Eddie and Bucks will be talking. If they want any advice, give me a call. But I reckon, what do you do? I don't know.
I've worked on a little something here. I've worked on a little something.
Oh, okay.
So, Brendan Favola, are you suggesting that Jordan De Goey might not be gone?
De Goeying. Oh, God, leave that stuff. But hopefully...
Leave the comedy to Brendan.
But anyway, he shouldn't have done what he did, and especially because TAC is one of their big sponsors. He's in a bit of froth and bubble.
Yeah.
But hopefully they sort him out. Hopefully they don't sack him because that could be really bad. Hopefully they give him a massive punishment, get him to earn the trust back, and hopefully he comes back bigger and better. And if he, mate, I rocked up at 7-Eleven one day, Byron. I had a hangover. I got a meat pie and a big, massive iced coffee, and I got the Herald Sun. And on the back was Favola, 3 strikes, you're out.
Oh.
I went, God. He's only had 2. So he's
there we
got
go.
Another
one more
life.
Chance. One more
so
chance.
Hopefully, De Goey's that literally not
happened.
Gone.
That literally happened. I went to the.
Thief tried to do the.
3 strikes, you're 3 strikes, you're out.
Give her something for her De Goey gag.
But I'm trying to deflect it.
All right.
We hope you loved that Fifi, Fem, and Byron catch up. You'll also love ultra fast NBN with iPrimus on supercharged speed for 24 months. Or you can leave within 30 days with no termination fees. Visit iPrimus.com.au.